This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله. My dear brothers and sisters, first and foremost, I would like to say Eid Mubarak to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your ibad and your ta'a, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your adahi and your qurban, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it heavy for us in the scale, ya Rabbil Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from our hujjaj and bring them back home safely, ya Allah, ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, I come back with, subhanAllah, what remarkable memories from this beautiful journey, al-hajj. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of you to attend, ya Rabbil Alameen. And make it and facilitate for those who are looking forward to go soon, ya Allah. Brothers and sisters, remarkable journey, wallahi. Unbelievable journey. And for me, specifically after leaving the field of Arafah into Muzdalifah and then into Mina, I'm not sure how many of you have been there, but just the remarkable scene of the crowd. The entire humanity, you talk about 2 million people, are walking together and marching into one direction. The size of the crowd, and as they go from one station to the other one, nothing less than remembering one of the signs or the scenes of the Day of Judgment. And that is Yawm al-Hashr, the day of gathering or congregation, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in the Quran. And Allah azza wa jal deliberately, as He was speaking about Hajj, He is reminding us of the Day of Judgment and the Day of al-Hashr. قال الله تبارك وتعالى واذكروا الله في أيام معدودات. He says, remember Allah Azza wa Jal, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the prayers of Allah Azza wa Jal in numbered days. And these are known as the Ayyam al-Tashriq. Right after you're done from your Hajj, after you're done from Arafah and Muzdalifah, you go into 3 days of Tashriq. These are the days Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminding us. He says, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these days, numbered days, 2 days or 3 days. قال, فَمَنْ تَعَجَّلَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ. If you hasten in 2 days, there is no sin on you. وَمَنْ تَأَخَّرَ, if you add an extra one, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ, there is no harm, there is no sin on you. لِمَنِ اتَّقَى, for those who have the righteousness in their hearts, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah concludes the ayah by saying, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, be conscious of Allah azza wa jal, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ أَلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and know that you will all be gathered back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying that the day is going to come when you will all be gathered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the day of al-hashr, the gathering day. Brothers and sisters, Al-Hajj, especially these moments and these nights and these days, is a preview of that day. It's a preview of that day. You see people coming from all walks of life. You're talking about different cultures, different colors, different ages, different backgrounds, different socioeconomic status. However, before in that moment, you can't even tell who is rich and who is not. You can't tell who's healthy, who's not. You cannot tell anything because they're all unified by the code, the dress code that they're wearing, by the chanting that they're saying, and by the same purpose, so they're all heading into the same direction to fulfill an exact same obligation. And that is just to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do their jamarat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called this, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ أَلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. You need to know that you will surely all be gathered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I've seen that sight. And subhanAllah, one of the specific signs over there reminded me with a specific hadith. And that hadith is hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to the gathering moment as people coming from their graves and start heading into meeting their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be standing in the field over there for more than 500 years, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. Hadith al-Miqdad al-Aswad radiyallahu ta'anhu wa ardah, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, تَدْنُوا الشَّمْسِ مِنْ رُؤُوسِ الْعِبَادِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The sun will come so close to the people, over their heads. He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the distance of a mile. In Arabic, he says, قَالْ الْمِيلِ. And meal could be translated into mile in terms of geographical distance. It could be al-meel, which is that pin that they use to wipe their eyes with their kuhl, the ithmid, or like the mascara, which means it's just very simple, and says that the size of the finger. That's it. This is how close the sun is going to be. And then the Prophet ﷺ says, So that as a result of that, people will be in perspiration. They will be sweating. And they will be covered, some, they said, up to their ankles. Others up to their knees, up to their, he says, waists, and up to their shoulders. And the Prophet ﷺ said, and some will be submerged. And with his hand, he gestured to their mouth, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That depends on their deeds on that day. Brothers and sisters, like I said, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, that is a preview of Yawm al-Hashr. We've seen that scene. As we were coming to do the Jamara, and the second day, subhanAllah, it was so crowded, and it was so hot. Like we've seen that day. Hajj is the humanity, the size of the humanity reminds you of the Day of Judgment. The relentless heat that was this year is unbelievable, and you heard about the unfortunate deaths of many of the Hujjaj. May Allah accept them, Shuhada, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But we've seen that over there. It was relentless, subhanAllah, record number of temperatures. And we also have seen the unexpected sweating there. You just walk and the crowd is just pausing and stopping and you can feel the sweat from all over. And as a result, you can't help but remembering that day. Wallahi, when I was walking, I just keep remembering that day. I go, subhanAllah, if this is the dunya, can you imagine how the akhirah is going to look like? And in that moment, everybody is looking for any shade to protect them from the sun, from the heat. People carrying with them umbrellas. And when someone is not working, having an umbrella on their hands, they kind of stretch their head under someone else's umbrella looking for shade. I'm just like, subhanAllah, look at this. Everybody's looking for shade. People helping each other, especially when they see elderly, men or women, they have cover them with some shade. And then as you walk through until you get under the shade of the bridges, now we have all the law enforcement and other staff are spraying water over people's faces and heads. And when you take that breeze, that break of a breeze, you feel you're in heaven already. Just because of that little moment of break from that relentless heat, it feels like heaven. So everybody was looking for shade in that moment. And I couldn't help it but remembering then, if that's just in the dunya, what about in the akhirah? My dear brothers and sisters, when the sun is so close from the heads of the ibad on that day, what is your shade? How can you get yourself a shade on that day when there be no shade but his subhanahu wa ta'ala? In hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahih Muslim, an Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala wa radah, qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sab'atun yudhulluhumullahu fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluh. Seven categories of people. They will be under the shade of the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there will be on that day no shade but his. I repeat, he said there will be no shade on that day but his subhanahu wa ta'ala in a manner that suits his majesty. He will be shading these people, putting the shade over their heads to protect them from the heat. When everybody is sweating and they are now alhamdulillah under the cool of the shade of Ar-Rahman subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seven categories. My brothers and sisters, count yourself here among these seven categories. What is your shade? Which one of these seven categories do you believe, or at least you hope, that will guarantee you a shade on that day when there will be no shade but his subhanahu wa ta'ala? And what are these categories? Number one, qala imamun adil, a just ruler. A just ruler. We've seen how justice would come to the subject of leadership and rulers. If they have it, how the balance will be in the society. And if not, we see what's happening around the world. Look at what's happened to our brothers and sisters in Gaza because of the injustice that is happening, not just in leadership, Muslim leadership, even non-Muslim leadership. The bias that we see in this society, in this world, the kind of, you know, culture that is controlling the world rule of law, all of this, it leads to this great corruption that is causing the loss of lives, innocent life, in the tens of thousands of people around the world. And especially again, our brothers and sisters in Gaza and Palestine on the watch of people, and no one is doing anything to this. Imagine these now rulers when they come on that day standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer for all these atrocities, and how did they rule in their society and their people. Imagine that. So the first category is the highest level of authority. The second thing, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, قال وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله. Someone who's in young age, says a young person who grows up into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What does that mean? Today we have a lot of temptations. A lot of temptations. Adults, mature people, they fall for these temptations. Imagine young ones who have never experienced anything like this before. The moment they reach their age of puberty, what could happen to them in this society? In the past, for people to be corrupted, they had to go into a specific environment. Now this environment comes into your pockets, into your hands, into your devices. So for a young person to stay away from that for the sake of Allah and always worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now that's a blessing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَالْ يَعْجَبُ رَبُّكَ مِنْ شَابٍ لَيْسَتْ لَهُ صَبْوَةً. That if a person, if a child grows into adulthood without going into sabwa, sabwa means like rebellion. So that gives hope to a lot of parents, says my kids are going into rebellion phase right now. But you know what? If any child grows up without that sense of rebellion, and mashallah, they're always, their heart's always attached to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what a blessing that is. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala count this individual. Young boy, young man, young woman, and those will be under the shade of Ar-Rahman will be no shade but His subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourself, my dear brothers and sisters, how did you spend your youthful years? How did you spend it? That is the specific age group that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned on the Day of Judgment. You'll be standing before your Lord and your feet are not going to be removed from that station until you answer these questions. Of these five questions, two of them about your lifetime. One about the entire lifetime, how you spend it. Another one is about your youthful age, your youthful years. How did you calculate, you know, these years? What did you do in these years? Some of us might say, Sheikh, unfortunately, I passed that age. I don't think I can guarantee shade because of that. May Allah forgive us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And make our sayyat into hasanat with this tawbah, Ya Allah. But don't lose that hope. Don't lose that hope. Because even the Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he received his message when he was 4 years old, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi. So still, there's always a chance to recover and then spend your life into the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third category, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قَالْ وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مُعَلَّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A man whose heart is attached to the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the masjid. What does that mean? This man, never, every time the salah is done, goes back home, he's waiting for the next salah so he could come back to the masjid. And sometimes he just doesn't want to leave because there's not much enough time until the next salah. I'd rather stay in the masjid to pray and then go home, provided that he does not break the ibadah, or the ibadah is required to take care of his house or his duties as well too. That doesn't mean to neglect your other duties because of that. But still, a person's heart is attached to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've seen people, wherever they travel, whether locally or otherwise, every time they land in a city, the first thing they look for on their phone, not a restaurant, they don't look for the hotel. They look, where's the nearest masjid here? Imagine if your mind and your heart is always attached to the masajid, that wherever you go, the most important thing for you first is where's the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That someone's heart is living here in this house, or the house of Allah azza wa jal. May Allah make us among them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Brothers and sisters, ask yourselves, how often do you really desire to come back to the masjid? How often do you want to stay in the masjid? Like, how much you think you're attached to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How often? Wherever you go. Instead of, you know, saying, look, do I have to come to the masjid? Rather than saying, you know what, I need to go to the masjid. I have to go to the masjid. There's a big difference between always looking for the excuse not to come to the masjid versus, you know what, I want to be there. I want to make every possible effort to get me to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make our hearts attached to the house of Allah azza wa jal. Some of us might say, well, my lifestyle is different. I might not be able to do that. I can't come to the masjid every single salah. Maybe one salah a day. Maybe two. Alhamdulillah, whatever effort you can put, as long as your heart is attached to the masjid, you don't have to be always there. But every opportunity you can get, you come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure your heart is there, bidnillahi azza wa jal. Number four. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal wa rajulan tahabba fillah. Two people, could be two men, two sisters, their hearts, they love each other for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. So when they're together, for the sake of Allah, and when they part ways, for the sake of Allah as well. What does that mean? Their companionship is not because he's funny, or she's, I like her because of her personality. No, we love each other because of how much this person brings me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like being around them, I feel safe, I feel protected, I feel closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, like they're inspiration to me. How many of us can claim that our acquaintances, our friend circle, it lead us to that, into that direction? And as usually they say, you are the average of the 10 people you associate yourself with. 10 people. Count the 10 people you mostly associate with. Who are they? You're the average of that level. Whether it's a matter of ibadah, a matter of dedication, a matter of, you know, health-wise, whatever that is. You're the average of these 10 people that you surround yourself with. So who are these people that you surround yourself with? Make sure that you have people around you who would definitely bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That you, when you get together for the sake of Allah, and when you part ways, also you keep remembering them for the sake of Allah azza wa jal. Maybe sometimes you will have a friend that you grew up with, and they've always been with you in the masjid, or brought to the youth group, for example. And then you part ways, you went to different places. Everybody had their own personal life, but you always remember each other for that reason. And you always call each other for that reason, because you were good friends because of that. That type of person, you and this individual will be under the shade of Ar-Rahman, when there be no shade but his. May Allah give us that shade, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Number five. Prophet says, قَوَ رَجُلْ دَعَتْهُمْ رَأَى دَعَتْهُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ. Someone who was seduced, tempted by a lady who was very powerful, very beautiful, and she almost forced him to commit the sin with her. But he says, قَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. He says, I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Now that is becoming very common these days, not necessarily because someone is doing this to you physically or personally, but the temptation, the amount of temptation, the usage of this issue, the use of women in advertising, in the haram manners, in all these sites, it's so relentless that it's almost impossible for people to resist that anymore. Even righteous people fall for this, Allah musta'an. May Allah make it easy for them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And here the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, قال, you always say, A'udhu billah, I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. And the same thing happens right now, even unfortunately, even for the sisters, in a time of fitna. In a time of fitna, when the rate of divorce is high and the rate of marriage is low, the fitna becomes so great. But still, we say, Inni akhafu Allah, I fear Allah Azza wa Jal. I only fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That person deserves to be under the shade of Ar-Rahman. May Allah make it, give us that shade, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And number six, the Prophet says, قَوَ رَجُلْ, someone who is very charitable. أَنْفَقَ, he's given. حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. Until his left hand doesn't know how much his right hand is given. What does that mean? He doesn't calculate. He doesn't always look at his records, how much I'm giving for charities. He just gives. And they give without even counting how much, because they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them back, will give them back generously. How many of us can claim that this is what we do when it comes to charity? I just keep giving. I don't even care. I have things in auto, for example, pay. I don't even calculate how much that money. How many of us can do that? Because I want to give, and I want to give always, and I want to give generously. Because I want that shade of Ar-Rahman. On that day, want to be no shade but his subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, the Prophet says, قَالَ وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. Someone who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in seclusion, when no one is watching, just remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, and their eyes start flowing with tears. Like they have that khashya, that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their hearts humbled in that moment for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that rahmah, that mercy, that compassion, that khashya, that fear of Allah in their hearts, they start tearing up. Brothers and sisters, these are seven categories. Some of them about physical ibadah, moving to the masjid, coming to the masjid. Some other social. Who was your circle of friends? How much you resist bad company versus good company? Some financial. Alhamdulillah, I don't have that big circle, but Allah blessed me with wealth. Alhamdulillah, I give charity. I'm not that type of person who can go to the masjid very often, but I can give charity. If you look at every category, you cannot say I cannot have one of them. You can't say I cannot be one of these people. And some of us might even actually have more than one. On the day of judgment, there will be no shade but his subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters, asking you and asking myself, what is your shade? What is the thing that out of these seven categories you will hope you will hope that will guarantee you that shade of Ar-Rahman will be those shade but His. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us under the shade of Ar-Rahman on that day, Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah al-azim li wa lakum wa lisa'il muslimina fastaghfiruhu innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرة ما بعد. Brothers and sisters, you can take this hadith to yourself as a road map. You have about 7 categories. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from falling into any sin or haram, ya Rabbil Alameen. But the other categories, you can use these as way to grow every single year. Focus on one. Focus on one every single year. This year, I want to filter my circle of friends. I want to make sure that I have a better circle of friends, those who bring me closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You watch your social circle, online and offline as well too, in person and otherwise, making sure I have only those who bring me closer to Allah azza wa jal. The following year, I'm going to start coming to the masjid more often. After that, I want to have this very private ibadah with Allah azza wa jal. After that, I want to do this, whatever that is. Make sure to have a roadmap for the next few years to grow your chance of that shade of Ar-Rahman will be no shade but His subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another note, my dear brothers and sisters, subhanAllah, very interesting, you know, as you being there in the Hajj. Although, of course, officially there was no way people could make that dua publicly, but subhanAllah, the amount of people I heard them making dua for Gaza and Palestine, it tells you that the ummah, no matter what, alhamdulillah, the heart of the ummah is still alive. The heart of the ummah is still alive and it's still there. Around the Kaaba, people making that dua. In Arafah, people making that dua. And remembering their brothers and sisters. As we move on with our lives, brothers and sisters, I don't want you to forget about Gaza. I don't want you to forget about Sudan. I don't want you to forget about all the atrocities the ummah is going through. And we're going to need to continue to make dua for them and bring awareness to their cause. This cause is still going on, and Allah knows when it's going to come to an end. But without your being active and aware and always speaking up, nothing's going to happen. Making sure that dua is not the only thing we do, my dear brother and sister. Reach out to those who can help and assist, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. But remember them in your dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for brothers and sisters in Gaza, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect them, ya Allah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our brothers and sisters in Gaza. We ask Allah to relieve them from that misery, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring peace and tranquility to their life, ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم تقبل منا انك السميع العليم وتب علينا انك التواب الرحيم اقول قولي هذا واقم الصلاه
Brothers and sisters, just move forward, please, fill in all the gaps, shoulder to shoulder, brother, move to